There were definitely, yeah, I mean, there were definitely certain phrases that, like, you would say every morning to your teacher, like, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás bien? Like, all these things. And I definitely started to stutter more on those things. It's hard, though, because, like, I was stuttering a lot on every word in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, it wasn't always, like, uncomfortable, but I was just, like, focusing so much on every single word, like, does this word come after this word, that yeah. I was just stuttering a lot. So I didn't really develop word fears because it was just every single word.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stutter Talk. I am here with the B team. The B team consists of myself, Karen Herring.
Hey, everyone.
And Roisin McManus. And if this happens to be your first episode listening to Stutter Talk, we are three people who stutter. And the format of the B team shows is typically that we pretty much just talk about anything stuttering related. Well, I shouldn't even say that it's always stuttering related. Sometimes some other stuff sneaks in there, but you'll hear a lot of stuttering because we stutter.
This is the best show.
That was the best introduction I've ever witnessed.
I was just thinking that we usually never give any context, you know.
So if
it's someone's first episode, which isn't out of the question,
mm-hmm. you know,
I'm sure it happens and people just wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
There's three people stuttering. Anyway, today, amongst other things, probably, because we'll probably diverge onto other paths. But Roisin is learning a foreign language. What language is that, Roisin?
Spanish.
And I don't know. This topic seems to come up a lot. I'm not sure. Well, I should rephrase that. It seems like other people outside of the stuttering community, but also inside of the stuttering community, always ask a question about, like, if you stutter in a foreign language or not. I'm not sure why exactly it seems to be so fascinating to people. Am I wrong about this? Do you guys?
No, it's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
I feel like every person who speaks two languages has to answer that question during every conversation about stuttering. They're always being asked that.
Yeah. So, Roisin, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay, so basically, about a month ago went on a trip to Guatemala.
Oh yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, so I'm really glad this is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And overall, the trip was amazing. And for the first half of the trip, I decided to do an immersion Spanish program. So I was basically in, like, the rural kind of mountains of Guatemala in a small village at a school and doing a homestay with a Guatemalan family. So I have some Spanish from high school and a year at college, but by no means am I quote unquote fluent in Spanish by any means. And so the going there was pretty much there was pretty much nobody that spoke English besides maybe 10 of my peers in the school. So that was really, I didn't really worry about stuttering beforehand because I just felt like it would be the same speaking Spanish, speaking English, and I would have to explain it, but it would be completely fine. But it actually was really hard to learn a foreign language in such an immersion setting.
Okay. Was part of it that the rate of speaking was so fast?
Not so much. I think the hardest thing was, first of all, like, I had a really hard time explaining to like my teacher that I stutter.
Yeah.
And the whole time I kept picturing that poster at the American Institute for Stuttering that like has stuttering in all these different languages.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And in Spanish it's tartamudeo. So I kept saying tartamudeo, pointing at myself like when I was first trying to explain it, and he was like, I don't know. Like, it was clear that like he didn't really get what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Gene, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I kept thinking that poster, like, because they have to understand if I say this word.
So he just didn't get the concept of stuttering?
I think he got, like the reason why the first day I didn't advertise. Because I just felt like in general right now in my life, I don't advertise very often anymore. I just kind of stutter and people just kind of
deal with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. But like, if you had decided to advertise, how would you have done that?
Well, let me tell you how I ended up having to. But the reason why I ended up having to is because like when I was, especially the first two days, it was really hard to communicate. So I didn't speak any English, and I was trying to remember the Spanish that I had, but I didn't remember like verb tenses and things like that. And so I was really unsure. And every time I would stutter on a word, he would assume that like I just didn't know the word.
Ugh.
And he would like finish it or be like, well, this is it. Like, this is how it is. And I'd be like, I know. And then I didn't really like, there was just like this weird tension between.
Oh yeah. That sounds really frustrating.
So at some point I like, I tried to explain to him that I stutter in English and in Spanish, and it doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm talking about, even though a lot of the time in Spanish, I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's not related to stuttering.
That's abstract. That's difficult.
Yeah. I don't know Spanish and I'm having a hard time, but sometimes when I'm stuttering, it's not because I'm confused, but sometimes I'm really confused.
So you just said this to him, not to the whole class?
Well, it's a one-on-one teaching.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand.
So it's only me and him, like, talking for 6 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And after, once I told him it, like, once I got through with a teacher, he, like, I think he understood. And he was like, oh, it's important to me that we understand each other, and that's good. And he kind of stopped the finishing.
Okay.
But overall, it was just hard being in, harder and more frustrating and more exhausting than I thought, being in a country where I was trying to learn the language and like already unsure. So I was definitely stuttering more in Spanish.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's the big question that people always want to know, right? Do you stutter more or less in another language? And your answer is yes.
Well, because I'm learning. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Once I really learn it, I don't know, you know?
Well,
but I'm already like, is this the right word? And then I'm saying it, I'm stuttering. And like, it's like a lot of.
Yeah.
And like, it's also hard to tease apart if it was just the language or you're in a new place by yourself. Like, I feel like there's so many things that were different. It's hard to say what. Of them or combination of them affected this uttering.
Well, you guys, please correct me if I'm wrong or if you've heard otherwise, but what I feel like I always tell people, and I guess I don't even know exactly where I got this information at this point. it's just what I say. I say that typically, when someone is learning a new language, they might stutter more or less in the, like, there could be a change. And I guess it could stay the same also. You know, look, it's possible that they'll stutter more or less, but from what I've heard, when a person becomes proficient in that language, or quote unquote fluent, you know, which is kind of ironic and funny, then they kind of, their stuttering seems to kind of be at a similar level than as is their native tongue.
Hmm.
That's what I've heard, but I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would
do. Yeah, same. When I see blue and gold flying in the sky above the field and fjord, I know I am home. I know.
It'll be interesting if any of the listeners have experience with this topic, if they could write in or leave a voicemail on the website. Oh, but by the way, if you want to leave a voicemail for us, you can do that at stuttertalk.com.
Wait, Roisin, I have a few more things to ask about this.
Sure.
So... your teacher obviously didn't understand what this stuttering was just based on hearing you to talk. Was that like the theme with most people that you talked to there? Like, was the idea of stuttering just less understood there?
I don't think so. Like, I think that once I said the word stutter to him, he was like, yeah, I have a lot of students who stuttered, and I know people who stuttered. Like, he suddenly seemed comfortable with the way I was speaking. But I think because I was already, like, unsure of how I was speaking, like, I was saying things in the wrong tense of verbs.
Sure.
And just sort of, like, all over the place verbally, that people were, like, even more kind of disturbed that I was also stuttering.
But you were saying that...
for them to really understand me.
You were saying that, like, here in the United States, like, you don't even often feel the need to, like, let the person know you stutter by, like, saying that they just sort of understand.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't seem like he picked up on that just based on hearing you talk.
Well, I think that he understood that I was a person who stutters. I don't know that he, like, I mean, it could have been all in my head, but I thought that he was thinking that that I was really scared of speaking Spanish, or like really unsure of how to speak Spanish because I was stuttering.
Hmm.
And I might be a person who stutters, but I didn't get the idea that he understood that doesn't mean that I'm nervous.
Oh, okay.
The reason, at one point he said to me, like, your accent is good, so like you can calm down or something.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to calm down. I'm not going to stop speaking. So,
okay.
And then what was it like with everyone else that you talked to? Like, what was it, sort of a similar experience?
I mean, overall, it was a really positive experience, and I learned like a lot more Spanish. And people were really, like, people in that country, in Guatemala, are just so kind and so supportive and, like, welcoming, that they were, like, just encouraging me to speak and helping me with my Spanish. But there were times when I felt like people were never rude, but they would try to help me more with like, my Spanish vocabulary when I was stuttering more. And I didn't really necessarily need it at that time, and it would just be frustrating because I was like, no, I know what I'm saying. Like, I actually studied last night and I know what I'm saying.
it's such an interesting dynamic there, because, you know, they're probably really trying to sense if you need language help, you know.
Right.
it's interesting.
Although I guess
people like, who don't know me, like people in stores that I just like say one sentence to, I completely understand why they assume that like I'm just not sure of the correct word or just the right phrase, and so they like help out. Like that makes so much sense.
Although I guess it's the same. I mean, like when you're speaking English too, and I mean not just you, obviously, but like when people do complete sentences, I think that's also, I mean, to help too.
Right.
But when you're speaking in Spanish, it's probably harder to explain yourself, like why you talk like this.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I was supposed to stay in this. I don't want to admit this, but I was supposed to stay in the school for like almost a whole trip. And there was a number of different reasons why I decided not to. Like, I wanted to travel. I wanted to be on my own. I was sick of being like in this routine. And I wanted to explore, but I was just like, this is too exhausting. Like, I can't like talk and like have like this much focus on how I'm talking for this long. It's way too exhausting.
How long were you there for, did you say?
I was there for about like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then how long did you actually spend in the school?
I ended up staying in school for about a week. And okay. I was like, I'm leaving, I'm going traveling. and I still was speaking Spanish and having to go through all those same things, but it was like a little bit more for freedom and not as like, you know, sitting in next to someone and just focusing on speaking.
Yeah.
For 6 hours a day, but...
It is a little different for us stuttering folk in a new place. And I like the way you put it, where the focus is completely on your speech. I can see how that would feel intense.
Mm-hmm.
How did this all come about, this trip?
I wanted to go, to South America and I learned Spanish. I always feel like I should just like become proficient in Spanish.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do. From my
work and stuff. And just cause there's so many places to travel to. And then I just decided that I wanted to go on a little adventure. So I went.
Okay. So that wasn't like any like program through your hospital or something, because when you first started describing it, it almost sounded like it was something like that.
No, okay. It's just like a self-made trip.
So you just on your own wanted to go to school?
To Spanish school, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, more I wanted to travel around, but I knew I'd have a lot more of a much better experience if I like could talk to Pete. People there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, the actual, like, the rest of the trip was amazing. It was, like, so much fun. I met so many cool people from, like, all over the world who were so awesome. It was so fun.
We're meeting these people, how much of the speaking would be in English?
It was basically all in English because a lot of people were from, like, not that many people from America.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of the most common language was English.
Okay. I have another question that came up. So you said that to say stuttering in Spanish was tartamudeo. I'm sure I didn't say that right exactly,
yeah.
But okay. So when you would say that to people, is the concept of stuttering the same? Like, do people like have an idea of what it is or what?
I was worried about that because like, I remember like when we were at American Institute for Stuttering, we were talking about like the different words. We all sort of discussed that like in different parts of the world, stuttering could mean being afraid of speaking or being anxious about speaking. So I don't, and I also didn't know if it was a noun or a verb. So I was like, I am stutter. I should look it up, but I still don't know if it's a noun or a verb or like an adjective. Like, I don't know what it is.
That's great.
So, I mean, my whole explanation could have been complete nonsense when I was talking to this guy.
Okay.
For all I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so curious about like the education of it in different places. Like, I feel like a lot of people in the United States don't know much about uttering, but if you say the word, they have like some idea. Do most people even like know what that was, or like was that like something they'd never really heard of?
I have no idea.
I just think that's like, I don't know, really cool.
It was also hard to get a real read on people because the culture in Guatemala, they're so polite and they're really non-confrontational. And they don't really ask you difficult questions because, like, the culture is just not to make people uncomfortable. So, like, when I told him I studied, he was like, oh, of course. Like, he could have been like, you know, what? But...
Yeah. just like tell them the most like bizarre story and they're just like yeah, of course
I know a lot of people.
Oh, that would be a funny thing to try.
That's great.
What about the new friends that you made down there? Did stuttering come up when conversations with them at all, or what was the vibe?
Overall, it was a really positive vibe. And I think I mentioned it to them. There was one girl that I kind of linked up with for like a week and a half. And we got close. And I spoke about it with her briefly. But overall, like backpacking, people are so like open and accepting because you're usually alone and you're like in this new place and you're just so open. That it was just like so not even an issue at all. I didn't feel like that. Cool. No, it was fine. So that's that.
Do you have any hopes or plans even to keep working on your Spanish and keep developing that skill?
Yeah. It's like a really fun learning a language is like a really good like mental exercise. Like it's so stimulating for your brain.
Yeah.
And that was felt good. It's just hard because you really have to like do it all the time and it's really exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to be like, okay, I did it for 3 weeks here and then I'm going to go back in 6 months and work on it. But it's sort of like that's not how you learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hopefully. We'll see.
I mean, it's probably, I'm just thinking like how you'd go about it. I mean, it'd probably be really helpful if you like kept in touch or with someone or had a friend that you could practice with or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I took 4 years of German when I was in high school and I took it because it was interesting to me, but I don't feel like, I don't feel like that's as globally as useful of a language to know as Spanish, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it just seems like, I don't know, how many countries speak German? You know what I mean? It just seems like there's probably a lot less people.
Well,
I'm sure there is. I don't know the numbers. But anyway, I just kind of always, I felt like that at the time, you know, as soon as I didn't have to take language anymore, I was like happy about it because I think a lot of it had to do with stuttering. But now I look back and I think maybe it would be fun to learn a different language, you know. What about you, Karen? Do you have any experiences learning a different language?
I'm kind of I guess not in the exact same boat as you, Joel, but I feel like during high school and I guess even middle school, In college, I mean, there was requirements to take languages, and I tried them all because I hated them all.
You tried them all?
You tried every language.
It's like I would do one a year, and then I would hate it. And I would try like a new one, and I don't know now whether
that is like the worst way to learn a language. Try every language.
I was really bad at them. Like I always just thought like that wasn't how my brain worked.
Mm-hmm. But what's bad?
It was really hard for me to having to reflect on it now, I am really curious how much of the fact that I didn't think I was good and that I disliked it so much was due to uttering. Hmm. Because that was definitely a point in my life where I didn't want anyone to know that I uttered.
Yeah. I had one of my most traumatic experiences giving a speech in German, so I can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, maybe, yeah, not, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Like, not only was I so afraid to just talk at all, but I also felt so uncomfortable with the language.
And it's also not fair. Like, there's so much emphasis on, like, oh, in high school, like, oh, this person has a really good accent, and that person has a really good accent. And, like, if you're just trying to, like, get the word out, you're not going to be able to, like, get into the flow of getting a good accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am really curious. Like, if I did take a language class now and really did approach it with the mindset that, like, it's okay if I'm saying these words and I'm uttering, if it would be as hard as I remember it, and if I would dislike it as much as I remember.
You know, I've never actually really like seriously gave the thought to learning a new language, but I'm just kind of like running it through in my head right now. And you know, we stutterers, we know that there's certain words when you're speaking that that for whatever reason can hold more weight than other words. I guess like the classic example is your name or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, there might be other words that you've perceived like you feel like are you stutter a lot on. But it's interesting how if you're learning a new language, at least at the beginning, as far as words are concerned, like the slate is kind of clear. Although I'm sure there'd be some carryover if you had specific sounds that you were kind of afraid of. If there's similar sounds in the other language, you could develop word fears.
Right.
Pretty quickly, I would guess, to new words.
Scary to think about.
Yeah.
It just, like, widens the playing field so much.
Mm-hmm. Did anything like that happen to you, Roisin?
There were definitely, yeah. I mean, there were definitely certain phrases that, like, you would say every morning to your teacher, like, ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás bien? Like, all these things. And I definitely started to stutter more on those things. It's hard though, because like I was stuttering a lot on every word in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like it was, it wasn't always like uncomfortable, but I was just like focusing so much on every single word. Like, does this word come after this word? That I was just stuttering a lot. So I didn't really develop word fears because it was just every single word.
Well, man, that's the funny thing about, when I'm in those, when I have those times in my life where I'm literally stuttering on every word, it's like, I always feel like a feeling of helplessness. It's like, well, what can I do? I guess I can slow down, but I'm already going painfully slow because I'm stuttering in every right. word. I guess, you know, it's just like your options, I feel like, are more like limited.
Yeah.
Because you're just, well, maybe that's the bad way to think about it. Like, I guess if you're stuttering on every word, you have an opportunity on every word to, I don't know. I'm just trying to like spin it in a different way. But
it's sort of true that like when I'm stuttering on every word sometimes, or like every a lot, there's this feeling of like I just have to find some refuge yeah. and like get there, and then I'll like regroup. But like in the meantime, it's just trying to like get through that time, mm-hmm. you know.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I should.
I just think about how difficult it is for me to try to think about what I want to say if it's spontaneous conversation, like right now, and then if I'm working on some kind of way to manage my speech. But then on top of that, if I'm also just trying to figure out how to say something in a new language, I feel like my brain would explode.
Yeah. Although, on the flip side of the coin there are also a lot of people that say when they are learning a new little language, they utter a lot less.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of, what they're saying is so much less complex, and they probably mm-hmm. are talking really slow and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being in college learning Spanish. It was much easier. Going to class was kind of a relief because I could speak in Spanish relatively fluently.
Mm.
So it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. That was fun.
I'm just thinking there could be other things about it too. Like maybe everybody in Spanish class was a little more patient with people. Like, mm-hmm. okay, you know, Karen's speaking right now, and you know this is a language class, so we're supposed to
right.
sort of like listen to her and respect the fact that she's talking because yeah. it's kind of just part of the whole scene.
It's also like a therapy room. Like it's not reality, you know. You're like playing a game in a class.
You're right. Yeah.
You're just like acting. Mm-hmm.
I minored in American Sign Language during college.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And that was like the most therapeutic thing. Like right. a class where you weren't allowed to talk the entire time.
Yeah.
So did you stutter at all when you were doing sign language? I just feel like it's something I hear sometimes.
Yeah, I did not, but I've heard that too. That some people like utter with their hands when they're doing sign.
People who are listening right now are probably just if they've never heard of this, like what are they talking about? How can you stutter with your hands? I'm a little skeptical myself. It does seem weird.
I think it makes complete sense because I mean uttering is a communication thing, not a speech thing.
Yeah, but I just think maybe it's because I feel like I have more control over my hands, whereas the relationship with my larynx and the muscles responsible for producing speech, I have a much less. A confident relationship, but I feel good about my hands.
But like the way that when you feel you're gonna get stuck,
yeah,
you might tighten up your throat. Might be the same thing. Like when you feel that your next word's not gonna come out, you might tighten up your hands.
Yeah,
But isn't stuttering like the kind of before we, when we're very young, before we get the whole like fight or flight response and all this stuff, isn't it just like a very basic, you know, neuromuscular thing in our brains and in our throats?
I don't know. I remember one thing from school. I remember one thing from school is that the brain operates in a very, quote, task-specific manner. So I think the idea would be that a lot of the things that are happening in your brain when you're speaking, I'm sure there would be similar stuff happening if you were speaking with your hands because you're producing language. Obviously, it can't be exactly the same, but they're probably more similar than you would realize, would be my guess.
Yeah.
But Karen didn't stutter with her hands, so.
No, I didn't.
Well, there it is.
With her hands.
Well, there it is.
Oh, well, man. Let's see. What time is it?
6:35.
Karen's got plans.
Did you feel like we have to talk about this?
I'm sorry, Roisin, what?
I was going to say, do you guys feel like we have to discuss this Mary Knievel thing or no?
Who?
Oh, Joel, you're kidding.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
American Idol.
Oh, American Idol. Okay, yeah. I just didn't. It cut out. Okay.
Oh no! It I'm thinking it cut out. She was just uttering.
Oh, okay. No, I think it did actually cut out. I actually thought you said marry somebody, like marry Mary Knievel or somebody. Well, hey, how about this? We don't have much time left. Did you guys see his audition?
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think? Karen, go first.
I think it's really cool that he had the courage to go on the show. I also think it's super cool that, like, I feel like often people on TV, when they say that they stutter, they like really don't anymore. It was sort of like they did when they were young, and then either they found ways to hide it or they just like outgrew through it, or I don't know. But I thought it was really cool that he obviously is still dealing with this. The fact that like when he sings, he doesn't stutter, I feel like is getting the most hype. I could like do without. I don't know. It's like kind of a weird thing that happens, and I guess people are sort of hooked on that. But I don't know. I think the coolest part of it is just that, like, because he's on the show, there's more talk about stuttering and potentially more education.
Yeah, for sure.
And he seems like a cool, good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did seem like he was right in the thick of the stuttering struggle.
You know?
But then he also had like really amazing eye contact.
Yeah, I appreciated his stuttering. I didn't get the sense that, you know, he was kind of avoiding, you know, trying to like pull the old switcheroo, you know, he was getting after it.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I was a little annoyed with Mariah Carey. Well, I mean, I you know what? I was, Keith Urban's comment, I found a little annoying too. He's like, you should just sing everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand, whatever. He's probably trying to be funny and or nice, but gosh, I've heard that a lot, and it's never a funny joke. It's like I always have to pretend to laugh. Ha ha! I should.
That's a joke that kid's gonna hear for so long.
Yeah.
Because you know, like I heard that and I can't sing.
Yeah.
You are like a singer. It's all you're gonna hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope he seems like he's got the potential to to get far in the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
I'm sorry, Joel.
No, Karen, you go ahead, Karen.
Karen.
You know what? I wasn't even responding to what you guys were just saying.
But you are the American Idol expert, so you have to tell us.
What?
Good or not. Because I feel like you watched the show. I'd never watched the show, so I just saw him and was like, he's pretty good. Like, he could win.
I actually don't watch the show.
Oh, man.
I searched on online for his clip.
Whatever, Karen.
But, oh no, I lost my train of thought, Rasheen.
Sorry.
He's a good looking guy, too. That doesn't hurt.
He is. Yeah. He's very handsome.
Oh, I don't remember anymore. I this wasn't exactly what I was gonna say, but I did want to say this too. Something about saying like you should sing everything is like kind of a compliment in the way that like they obviously really like the way they sing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess it's more of like a put down in the way that the way you talk was that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think he was trying to say it as a compliment, I guess. I'm just a sensitive little whiny baby.
No, I mean, I
am, so it's fine.
I feel like I took it as a negative too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like a common thing. Like, he thinks that this kid hates the way he talks, so he's trying to like sympathize with him and like be on his team. And, but it's like sending a message that we all hate the way you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a really bad message, but I don't think the intention is that.
Do you guys think it's okay to say like, it seemed like he was struggling a lot, or is that something that like only the person can say?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the speaker's experience is really valuable, and the listener's experience can be valuable too. That was your experience.
That was such a smart thing to say, Joel.
That's something that Bob Queasel would say.
Wow. I am so impressed with you right now.
He actually might have said that recently on a show, and I'm stealing it.
No, but that's interesting. Like, because I'm pretty sure I just commented on that he seemed to be struggling. But I think you're right that I really have no grounds to say that, because someone could listen to me and say she's really struggling when I'm really not struggling. I'm just stuttering. Wait,
that was like as soon as I saw that clip, that was the first thing I was like, holy smokes, he is having a hard time. But like that might be the most unfair thing for me to say.
I don't know. I mean. What I thought when I saw him is I tried to imagine myself in his position, and like I think me today would be stuttering or struggling, whatever. I would be at a similar level. I think I would be completely. I mean, what a novel situation. I mean, you talk about like this stuttering disorder being variable or whatever. Like, I mean, being in front of, who are the people? Mariah Carey, Keith Urban, and what was the other person's name?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it would throw you for that's a trip, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, clearly they're going to notice this thing about you.
And you're on national TV.
Yeah, I mean,
like I don't know what the numbers are like, but American Idol is a huge show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how I would be speaking in that situation. It's just I don't think I'm ever gonna you know, be experiencing that. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that, I think that, just as you said, Karen, I think it's a lot of courage that, that he's up there and he's doing that.
And I feel like, I mean, maybe just because, like, we're sort of in this stuttering community, I don't know how many people have been hearing about it outside of this stuttering community, but I feel like the past, like, week, it's, like, all I've heard about.
I need to get out more. Well, you know, I've seen it. I saw it online. I thought about posting it to my wall and on Facebook and making a snarky comment about Mariah Carey, but I didn't do it.
It was nothing necessarily new. Like, it's cool that a guy who stutters like that, and that they did a segment on him and he's on American Idol, but like, I didn't think that their reactions were anything new. Like, that's,
I'm also curious if like the producers like warned them, like,
because they all sort of held together,
like, right, like if they weren't giving some sort of heads up, like, I would have been like, I'm surprised that not, like, no one said anything like really ignorant.
Yeah, I don't know.
We might have a, like, very deep assumptions about people, like the sky falling when that happens, but people might be like, oh, he stutters.
Yeah, I don't know. I also feel like on that show though, it's like the really great go and sing on TV, and then the really bad go to sing on TV.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I feel like
he, so they might have, yeah
opened his mouth, and they would have been like, no, like, I don't know.
Maybe if Simon was still on the show. Yeah. You know, I did. I'm just remembering now. I did have a guy from my NSA group text me, and he's like, "Did you see, you know, this guy on American Idol?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What'd you think?" And his opinion is that he thinks it could do more for stuttering awareness than the King's Speech, and I don't know about that. Maybe if he won. It would.
Although I don't know, like, there might be more people that watch American Idol than watch the Oscars.
That's a good point.
Certainly, young people. I don't know. I don't know how many people watch American Idol. It has to be massive.
Joel, that there are more people who watch American Idol than who vote in a prep. Presidential election.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like one of the very sad facts about our country.
Okay, so
where did you learn that stat from?
Like 2 years, no, probably after the 08 election.
That's gross.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So over half of America watches American Idol?
Yeah.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
How many people watch the Super Bowl?
I don't know. A lot.
Man, that is nuts.
But this was 4 years ago. And,
okay.
And the show was probably more popular than then. But
I'm
just still like a very popular show.
I'm looking that up right now. I don't believe you. I'm looking it up.
Prove me wrong. I dare you.
I'm just going to Google. How many people watch American Idol? More than vote. Well, I don't know. There's too many zeros. I'll just take your word for it.
About there's too many zeros.
That's crazy.
A lot.
Maybe it was more people
vote
in American Idol.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I'm not gonna let this die. I'm gonna get to the bottom of it somehow.
Here. Okay. I take it back. So in 2008, there were 132.6 million votes cast. In 1 week, American Idol attracted 122.4 million votes. So almost as many.
Okay. But yeah, that's still insane. Yeah.
Insane, yeah.
What
I mean, to think from this guy's like 5 minute clip on the show that 100 million could have learned anything about uttering, like that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, well, yeah.
taking over.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll be cheering for him.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Karen's got plans. We got to cut this off. Karen's got plans.
It's a Monday night, and Karen has plans.
Yeah. All right. Well, Karen has plans, so we're gonna end the show here. But
hi.
This is we would end it here anyway. So.
Making me feel terrible.
So this is the B team. If you would like to get a hold of us, email bteam@stuttertalk.com or just to contact StutterTalk. It's stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. You can also leave a voicemail on the website. And thanks for listening. Send us a message. Let us know if your experience stuttering in a different language. Mm-hmm. Thanks for talking, guys.
Yeah, it was nice to talk to you guys.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.